News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton has disclosed that two pregnant women are among the 16 confirmed cases of the Zika virus in Jamaica. Dr. Tufton says the women are being closely monitored. The Zika virus, a mosquito-borne illness, has been linked to microcephaly, a condition where a baby is born with an abnormal small head. Minister Tufton says the number of confirmed cases, however, is just a small portion of what could be the reality in terms of people who are possibly infected with the disease.
A total of 1,969 notifications for Zika has been reported to the Ministry of Health as at the 29th of May 2016. Of these notifications, 1,387 fit the case definition for Zika and were classified as suspected Zika fever. We have received the highest number of notifications from Kingston and St. Andrew, some 465, followed by St. Catherine, 405.
Dr. Tufton was speaking at a press briefing on Thursday to provide an update on the state of the Zika virus in Jamaica. He says the ministry has allocated an additional $100 million to fight the virus and will be stepping up its intervention initiative for pregnant women, their partners, and those who develop severe illnesses. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting a gross domestic product GDP growth of 0.9% in the first quarter of 2016 compared to the same period last year. Director General of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says the growth is attributable to three factors. These are improved global economic environment on major service industries, most notably tourism and hospitality, improvement in domestic demand based on the strengthening of business and consumer confidence levels, and increased industrial production. Agriculture was among the best performing sectors, growing by an estimated 2%.
This was due to increased output recorded for other agricultural crops, up 1.9%, due to increases in fruits, up 20.5%, condiments, up 12.4%, and potatoes, up 3.5%. Animal farming was up by 18.5%, and post-harvest activities were up by 138.6%, largely associated with a 154.9% increase in coffee production.
Mr. Bullock was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly press briefing on Wednesday. The government will strengthen its information and communications technology ICT infrastructure to enable the sharing of services across the public sector at reduced costs. The investment is expected to cost approximately $1 billion. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says significant investments have been made to facilitate improved operations within ministries and agencies, but some efforts are being duplicated.
The appropriate use of technology is critical in achieving greater competitiveness in our economy. And the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology will continue to develop programs to support the ease of doing business in Jamaica.
The government will address the non-sharing of ICT services through phasing of the project to last for 5 years, with expenses to be reduced by up to 30% when fully implemented. The design of the project will be completed by the end of the third quarter of this fiscal year. And the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is calling on Jamaicans to be on the lookout for persons practicing illegal wildlife trading. This as the country observes National Environmental Awareness Week from June 1 to 5. Manager of Public Education and Corporate Communication, Dion Rowe, says citizens should develop the habit of protecting endemic plants and animals.
We're encouraging persons to not trade our endemic species, which would include animals as well as plants. So our activities can impact negatively on the environment.
Ms. Rowe says the agency will stage several open days and an environmental fair in three parishes on June 3 to sensitize the public about the importance of protecting the environment. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Adrian Atkinson.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.